This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the wake up call.
What was the funniest or the weirdest excuse you ever heard for why you didn't have your homework? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Teachers, we know you listen to the show. We want to hear from you. See if you can top this story from Katie. And there is a picture to back this up. And thank God you took the picture, because if you didn't, no one would believe you.
You wouldn't believe me, and you couldn't even wrap your head around the gravity of the situation. So I had gone to the grocery store, one of the very few times that I physically go into a grocery store. And when I got home, I just put the stuff on the counter, kind of started putzing around doing other stuff. As I'm unloading the groceries, there is a bottle of shampoo and conditioner, and it's the kind that has the pump on top. And everybody's kind of doing their own thing in the house. I'm doing the groceries. Audrey was kind of up and down doing her homework. Morgan's just bebopping around. They're 10 and they're 3. I go to the bathroom, and in the time that I went to the bathroom and came back to the kitchen, and our house is not big, our 3-year-old had managed to pump as much conditioner onto her sister's homework as she possibly could. It was so much. Covered the page that was in a booklet. So now it has seeped into all of the other pictures.
My God.
What can people text if they
homework.
Want to see it? Homework. Text homework. Just give yourself a glance.
Text homework to 916-909-1065 to see how much shampoo and conditioner was pumped all over her daughter's homework.
I immediately got on that email and I was like, hey, and I included a picture.
Oh, I was going to say, you have to include the picture.
I included a picture. So because who would believe it?
No one would believe that.
Who would believe it is even that bad?
Whenever it's like a real story like that, I feel like you need to include a picture or no one's going to believe it. Somebody just texted into 916-909-1065. You know, the old trope, my dog ate my homework.
Yeah.
This person said our goats ate our homework. And then they even qualified it. Goats love paper.
Okay, that is very on brand, I have to say. We put this up on Facebook, and some of these are funny, and some of them are a little dark.
Oh, boy.
Sarah said she's not a teacher, but she's a room mom. So okay. She was in the classroom helping grade papers. This is third grade. And the kid came up and handed her his paper and said, my mom told me to tell you that this is splashed with grape juice.
Not wine.
It's wine. Emily said that her cat actually did eat her homework. Her cat.
A cat.
And she just turned it in with the parts of it nibbled up.
So we've had to do that too. Our cat didn't eat the paper. Our cat, like, makes biscuits, but only makes biscuits on paper. So if you don't know what makes biscuits, they, like, push their front hands into it, and they have claws. And she just shredded our son's homework. Shredded it. It was crazy. And we had to be like, listen, we apologize, but it was the cat.
Sorry. I mean, but thank God you had proof. Emily said that it was actually a missing permission slip. And when she asked the kid, why didn't you get this signed? He said, my dad was too high to sign the paper.
Oh my what? God. What?
How are you too high to sign something?
And do you call CPS for stuff like that? Or?
Well, I mean, if it's weed, it's legal, but...
But if your kid was like, my dad was too drunk to sign this, you still should call somebody.
I mean, it does seem like if you're too high or drunk to sign a piece of paper, you're probably too high or drunk to be
a parent. Taking care.
But maybe there was another person in the house that was keeping
I guess, yeah.
Lisa said that she's not a teacher, but she had a group project in college. And there was one girl that said she couldn't help on the project because her fish was sick. And
that sounds like an excuse that would come from your house.
The last one, Kimberly said that the excuse was, we gave the dog a tattoo at my mom's birthday and it bled really bad, so we had to take it to the emergency vet.
Jesus Christ, what is with you guys?
I don't know. This is something that she was told.
I know.
Okay.
I know. But still, holy cow. The good news is, if you missed it, Katie's daughter's homework wasn't turned in because the 3-year-old pumped shampoo conditioner all over her sister's homework. And we got a teacher who texted in and said, I want to teach Katie's kids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.